mobile.
10-4-ZLK mobile.
Well, good afternoon, and what are you up to today?
What I do most days, just driving around, taking a paycheck for it.
A little flutter on your signal. I don't know what it is.
It's good to know. I just replaced the coax yesterday. I think I had a short in it. I could receive and I could transmit, but it was picking up a lot of noise. So I was hoping this fixed the problem.
It's like a little faint, tiny machine gun type sound. It's real, pretty fast, and steady duration.
Electronic noise or something from the truck. I may have to check my grounding again. I had a question for you. I heard you say yesterday or the other day that your father-in-law retired from the Greenville City Police Force. How long ago was that?
In a while. 1990 was when he retired.
Wow. My mother's married to a guy who retired from the city police. I think he probably retired in the mid to late 90s, but he would probably know him.
I'm sure they knew each other. What's his name?
His name is John Rice. John Rice.
I never heard Earl mention that name, but I'm sure they knew each other because Earl was he was in the detective division for 24 years, and he was captain of detectives for 18 of those 24, and he was there for 33 years with the city altogether. He started off in the as an MP in the Air Force, and so that's how he got his start in law enforcement.
John was a drill instructor with the Army, and he did reserves as a drill instructor too. I think he retired from the Army and then also from city. I know he was there for at least 30 years. What was Earl's last name? I'm going to mention it to John.
Watson. And he got called back up. He served, after Korea. During Vietnam, he got called back up, but he stayed stateside. In fact, he was stationed at the Donaldson Center, if you know where that is, and it was still an active military base, and he was there in 61 when my wife was born. So the government paid for her to be born.
Just drove past Donaldson Center. I'm down here on 25. Did you say Watson was the last name?
Correct. KB4CBA.
Talk to John about it. I'm sure he would know who he is. I know John still goes to all the breakfasts that all the former and retired law enforcement have once a month or something like that.
I'd like to go to breakfast and pick their brains, because I'm having a difficult time, and I knew it wasn't going to be easy, but I'm having a difficult time winning over confidence of the Highway Patrol and getting this Stop the Cop thing started. they're just, I've got a friend that's one of them, and he's, when I mentioned Nadav Bacab, he says, I just want to do my job and be left alone.
I wonder if it's the generation that has anything to do with it.
Oh, no. I guess he doesn't realize that the crux of the whole thing is prayer. So the person that would be assigned to him to pray for him would, cannot contact him in any way. So they just know his name. So, but I guess he doesn't know that. I think I may, I don't have his phone number, but I can, we're friends on Facebook, and I may send him a message on Facebook and see if I can, talk him into signing up and, try to get some of his buddies to sign up. Cause, the guy that's got the biggest one is out in, Las Vegas, I think, and he said it took him 3 years to get it just started. And I said, oh, well, that's encouraging. Later. 73's KB4 CVA mobile.